As dozens of people file into a small amphitheater, various macaws and parrots are doing their best to warm up the crowd for the Daily Jungle Bird Show. Animal shows are a staple at Sarasota Jungle Gardens, which opened to the public back on New Year's Eve, 1939. At the time, people came to see the exotic plants, like the Australian nut trees, royal palms, and Peruvian apple cactus. The birds were introduced in the early 70s, and the first flock were a bunch of jailbirds. Literally. The garden's general manager, Chris Lavick, says the flock arrived from San Quentin Prison.
And they were trained by the prisoners to do these different tricks, including riding a bicycle and painting. And it was good therapy, you know, obviously for the prisoners. And the birds end up entertaining people for years after that.
And one of the birds is something of a celebrity. Frosty the unicycle riding cockatoo was once a frequent guest on the Ed Sullivan Show. The now 80-year-old bird is still pedaling and is also pretty good on the scooter. The gardens are also home to Mac, a cobalt blue macaw whose eyes are rimmed in a very complimentary shade of corn yellow. And then there's Fortune, a small African gray parrot. Zookeeper Ricardo Corelli swears she's typically very chatty. Mostly, she brags. Her favorite sentence is, "I'm a pretty bird." She was a bit mum when we visited, but Ricardo says she's also apparently quite the joker.
The funny thing about her is that she has a sense of humor. Sometimes you ask her to do something that she knows how to do. For example, I ask her to say, "What does the dog say?" And then she'll give me a raspberry, like, and she'll do that, and then you go, "Missy," and then she'll laugh, ha 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 ha.
And Corelli says these birds aren't just entertaining. They're pretty smart, too.
It's been estimated that these guys have the intelligence of about a 3-year-old child. The African gray, Fortune, she can actually go up to a 5-year-old child. And they also have the same emotional range of those kids because they sometimes have tantrums and things like that, so just like any child. So in order to keep these guys, have to be prepared to have a 3-year-old child for 80 years.
Farther down a crushed shell walking path, past the butterfly garden, is perhaps Sarasota Jungle Garden's most iconic feature. A flamboyance of free-roaming flamingos that GM Chris Lavick says are not above cozying up to visitors offering snacks.
And because they're used to the human interaction, they're not afraid of humans. That's not their normal behavior. I don't know of anywhere where you can actually just stand right next to a flamingo and these guys don't care, as long as you got some pellets with you to feed them.
Lavick says these kinds of animal interactions used to be a mainstay of old Florida attractions. You can still get close to wildlife at some of the big theme parks, but those add-ons will cost you. Here, it's just the price of an admission ticket.
People can hold python snakes, they can hold parrots, they can pet a flamingo, hold an alligator. They're very unique experiences that represent Florida, I think, and especially with the old Florida attractions that used to do a lot of this stuff, and we're one of the few that do it still.
And that could be because Sarasota Jungle Gardens is a family business. It was purchased in 1971 by Arthur C. Allen, a one-time owner of the Chicago White Sox, a team that held spring training at Payne Park in Sarasota. His daughter, Dorothy Tinney, and her family operate the gardens today. They say they're committed to keeping the park's nostalgic nature.
That's kind of gone by the wayside now and given way to attractions that have a lot of rides. But I think a lot of people miss that old Florida, just being able to walk through a park without all the crowds and at the same time learn about animals and plants. And it's just a laid-back setting.
And at the end of a winding trail, tucked away in a corner, you'll find Aldabra tortoises, Roscoe and Bertha. Aldabras are among the longest-living animals on the planet. Roscoe is pushing 100, and that's not much older than the gardens themselves, making Sarasota Jungle Gardens an oasis of time, far removed from the modern conveniences, like the cell phone store and the quick stop on Tamiami Trail, just a block away. For Florida Matters, I'm Kathy Carter.